You know you're kind of a big deal, right?
Yes, Queen. That's because I consider fisting first base. But you know you're kind of a big deal, too.
That's because I respect the fucking process. Duh.
That's hot.
Can we have sex, or do I have to pay a toll first?
Do you know how mad you make me right now? I kind of want to go rage masturbate.
You do you, boo-boo.
Hey.
Hello, everybody. And welcome to the first episode of Kind of a Big Deal. My name is Terry Miller, and I am joined here with
Doug Parks, motherfuckers. What's up, y'all?
Like all serious and shit. I'm never serious.
I know you sounded boring. I'm like, come on, let's pick this up. I know you're not boring. You're anything but boring.
So
you're kind of a big deal.
We decided to join together and start our own podcast called Kind of a Big Deal.
Yes. By we decided, Terry told me I was doing it.
That's actually probably accurate. So if you don't know who I am Terry Miller. I am the host of OTBP, and I am the producer of many other podcasts and projects that are going on underneath the Claywater Productions name.
You know what, Kitty Puss, your breath is fucking rotten. I need you to get you to the vet.
Okay, that's random.
I know. It smells like his mouth is dead. I feel bad for him.
So the cat's mouth is dead on the next episode.
I mean, I would give him CPR, but ooh, that's gross.
So it's like literally almost 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It's almost 12 o'clock. It's 11:56.
Yeah, it took us a while to figure out how things work.
And to make our intro, which hopefully everybody likes.
By we, I also mean Terry this time too again.
What?
By we, I mean Terry.
Terry what? Oh, did it now.
Took you a while to figure out what was wrong.
Well, I didn't save it correctly.
We lost our original intro. I had to start all over again.
Get off my balls.
It's all right. I forgive you eventually. All right, you got to go. Your breast thing's too bad. And you got catnip all over me.
Paul Kitty.
So I have this rainbow shirt that says, I might not go down in history, but I will go down on you.
All right, Douglas.
And it's covered in cat.
Dun-dun. He acts like it's a $10,000 shirt.
You know what? It's very sentimental. I had it made last year for Pride in Tennessee. This year for Pride in Tennessee, I'm going to have another shirt made that says something else. Probably, if you want to know if I give good head, just ask your dad. That's what I'm thinking about going. So, I don't know.
Shit. He went there. So, we have been working very hard, and I'm very proud of my Douglas for helping me to work very hard, and I sound like President Trump right now. And we got a new software to record with, and we could edit and everything, and I'm so excited to continue using it. It's a little pricey, but it is awesome, and I'm really excited to continue to use it. What do you want to talk about, Doug?
I want to talk about this crazy fucking situation we're dealing with right now, all right? The color of the walls in this room are hideous. Like, it is this shit brown, like baby poop brown, with purple dots everywhere. I kind of want to paint the whole room green. So it looks like a coronavirus up here.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. Other than that, life is great.
This is the true definition of an American right here.
I mean, come on. Life is fucking great.
Life is all peaches and creams, people.
Yes. Daisies and roses and that reminds me of something. What's better than roses on a piano?
I don't know what.
Tulips on my organ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. Now we gotta work on sound effects.
Sound effects. Yeah, we do need sound effects. This cat with this little puss with this laser light, she's insane. She is so addicted to this thing. Look at her. Round of circles. We get to take her and get her spayed.
Yes, our baby.
Maybe.
So do you want to talk about some news? Maybe.
I was on scrolling Facebook earlier and ended up talking to my cousin, Karen. You know, both of us are actually...
I love a good Facebook scroll.
We're in relationships with amazing people that help us become better. And they actually change and become better too. You know, and it's kind of cool that we're in that same spot. You know, it's took me a long time.
Wait, are you talking about being in a relationship with me?
Yes.
Oh, you're fucked.
Oh, no, I know. All right, let's talk about something else, because that went dead.
So, but, so, no, what were you talking about with Karen?
Okay, I don't know, because I'm high as fuck right now, and I can't remember what I was saying.
So, what you were saying was...
Let me hit this bowl, maybe it'll come back to me.
I did a real good Facebook scroll earlier, and you and your cousin Karen are in a good place right now because you're both in relationship with people that help you become better, but they also would like to be better. So you work together.
Yeah, like... It's been one-sided for so long. Like, and you know what? I grew up with parents that taught me the false view of what a relationship should be. Because I have a friend of mine at work, and he has recently been trying to juggle two women at the same time. And I asked him, I said, you have a 9-year-old daughter. I was like, she's watching you. What you are doing is teaching her that this is how a man should treat a woman.
I agree.
You know, and growing up with my parents, they taught me to stick my head in a hole, pretend like nothing's wrong, give it to God. He'll take care of everything. Just ignore it. It's all butterflies and rainbows, you know? And when I got hit with reality of things and I stuck my head in a hole and tried to ignore it, it didn't end well for me at all, you know? I don't blame my parents for anything, but their religious views on life is so twisted and backwards, and the way that they think and believe is so twisted and backwards that I kind of feel sorry for them now. Whereas before, I thought they were true and right, and everything they were saying was the way to live. You know, it caused me to hate myself. It caused me to judge.
See, in that situation, I feel like that's such a tough situation, because when you're young and impressionable, and you have...
I'm cleaning my bowl out.
All this stuff that you're constantly dealing with as a young kid or a teenager or whatever. And then you have parents that you look up to because they're supposed to teach you the right way. They're supposed to teach you wrong from right. And that's the job of a parent. But when you go to this whole sense of believing them so much that you believe that they would never lie to you.
Go to what?
But when they do, that really does tear you down as a person. When you find out they do, like when you're an adult and you learn, like, oh, my parents lied to me my whole life. Like, there's nothing wrong with me. It's almost like me and my parents and me being pansexual and me constantly thinking something was wrong with me because they would always watch TV. And if somebody was gay on TV, they would sit there and bash them. Or they would say rude stuff about him. And if I remember when Brandon Urie from Panic at the Disco had announced that he was pansexual, my stepmom sat there and berated him, like, through the television. And so I always saw something was wrong with me. And it took me a while and a lot of pain to realize who I truly was and to embrace it. So back to the whole thing of it was really one-sided. So
I got pussy all over me and I'm not even into it. All right. I mean, if you want to get a really good sense of my mom, after I came out of the closet, my mother, I was 21. My mother told me I was possessed by Satan and I wasn't welcome in her house anymore. I didn't talk to my parents for a very long time. They wanted nothing to do with me. So a couple years went by and it was Christmas time and I came home to visit my family. And, my mom came down to the kitchen Sunday morning. She was all dressed and ready to go to church. And I'm like, oh, cool. I was like, I'll go to church with you. And she's looking at me like, I wish you wouldn't. I really, really wish you wouldn't. But I wanted to go to church with her. At this point, she's thinking that because I'm possessed by Satan, I'm going to burst into flames when I walk into her church. Or that her whole entire congregation is going to be talking about her because her fag son is in church. But anyway, I went. So we get there, and my mom's telling me, do not embarrass me no matter what you do. And I'm like, Mom, I have no idea what you're talking about. How would I embarrass you? She's like, just don't embarrass me. So normally she sits in the very front row of the church, but this time she sat all the way in the back in the middle of the pews. And I was kind of like pissed off because I wanted to be up in front where all the action was and be close to the choir. I love music. So the choir comes out and they're singing and they're doing a lot of the hymns and song after song. And my mom keeps looking at me from the corner of her eye because I'm dancing and clapping and having a good time. And she's like, stop it. Sit down. Behave yourself. And I'm like, just leave me alone, man. Like, it's just fucked up that you can't just leave me alone. So my mom, they pass a collection plate around. I threw a $100 bill in there. My mom's giving me this evil look. So about 15 minutes later, the pastor comes out and starts to speak after the choir sits down. And he says, you know, somebody did a really good thing today. They put a $100 bill in a collection plate. He said, I would like for whoever did that to please stand up and be acknowledged. So I stand up and I'm like, hi, it was me. It was me. Right. And my mom starts tugging on my shirt. She's like, sit down. And I look over and I'm like, he wanted me to stand up. So the pastor's like, well, son, you know, because you did such a good thing, I'm going to allow you to select three hymns from the church. And I pointed to three hot guys and I was like, oh, goody. I want him, him, and him. So, yeah, like my mom never invited me back to her church again.
So literally funny story about that joke. Because that was seriously a joke. That was not.
But
real. That was a joke. When Doug and I first got together, we were sitting in.
It never happened.
No, it was a restaurant.
Green Turtle. Yeah, that's right.
Green Turtle. We were sitting at Green Turtle and we were talking and he starts telling me this. And I'm sitting there like the whole time, like literally believing this. And like I'm feeling for him. Like it's upsetting. Like his mom doesn't love him for who he is. And then there was the punchline. And I was like, you fucking asshole. This whole fucking time, you were making a joke. And you had to get so fucking elaborate with it. And just let me hang there on a fucking hook like I'm a fish.
That's the best jokes. I want to do stand-up comedy. And that's the way I want to do it. Like, I want to just take jokes and turn them into stories. They only have to be true. You know, they're just stories. And that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, my life, there's been a lot of pain and a lot of hurt, you know? A third of it was spent in prison because my mind didn't belong to me. It belonged to the religion that my parents taught me. And once I got a taste of freedom from that, I went so crazy with it that I ended up getting in a lot of trouble and went to jail for a while. But in there, I learned who I was. I learned who God was. And God is not this thing that hates gay people or hates murderers or hates anybody. But to him, sin is sin. And I had to get to know God for God and realize that it's not none of the religions I was taught. It's not none of the religion that I was shoved down my throat, that you have to be perfect. And you have to, there's no way any of us can be perfect. We are all flawed. And we all got to start loving each other and getting over it. And I realize there's a lot of things that people will judge and hate. One being a child molester. It is very hard for anybody to love a child molester. You know, in my eye, they should love the end of a 45 and a shovel. You know, but that doesn't mean God doesn't love that person. You know, and it's none of my business what anybody else says or does. It is only my business what I say and do. And it took a long time for me to start building my own ethical belief system. And I live by it today. I have so many friends that love me and trust me and that I can call and they will be there for me. A lot of people don't have that because the world hasn't learned yet that you have to be honest with everybody about everything, even if it hurts, even if it's not worth it to you personally, it will mean a lot to the other person that they can trust you no matter what. And keep your fucking mouth shut. It's none of nobody else's business what somebody shares with you or tells you. You keep your fucking mouth shut. People will come around to love that about you when you fucking do that to, because they don't get it. You know, really, they have life partners that they can't even trust to be that open with. without being judged. But I'm rambling because I'm high.
I think one of the best things that I've ever heard was actually from you, was when you said you need to stop perceiving God as your earth father.
Yeah, the same way you view your earthly father is the same way you view God. And if your earthly father was never there except to put you down and expected perfection out of you, and if you weren't perfect, you were beat for it, you expect to be punished by God every time you do something wrong, and you don't have a relationship where you're honest with him. You have a relationship where you hide from him, or you get mad at him and blame him for everything. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's one of my favorite things that I say. That, and you're both right, you're both wrong. People hate when I say that. But that's not always true, because if you're doing everything you can in a relationship and the other person just has given up or doesn't fucking care, then you're right and they're completely fucking wrong at that point, because they've given up. They've stopped. You've got to move on. You know, I don't care how much you love somebody. If you continue to let them do that to you, then either you need to make sure you're capable, able to live with that, being that way, being so out of balance, or you need to decide to do what's good for you for a change and move on. Because you will find somebody else and you will love somebody else. You know?
I think that everybody needs to do what's best for them. And I think sometimes it's very hard for people to do that because of fear.
Oh, yeah.
Not only fear of what's going to happen or the unseen, but also fear of the comfort, fear of not having that comfort anymore. And all humans, all people in general, they tend to put themselves through so much in relationships and life and everything that they do, because I don't know how to describe it. They just 100% ain't, I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
Ain't what? Well, then pass the baton.
Pass the baton.
Passing. I don't care how much you love somebody. If they do not love you and want to be with you, let them fucking go. If you truly love them, why would you want to hold them in a life where they're not happy? If you love somebody, you want them to be happy. You don't want you to be happy and then be miserable, because you don't fucking love them. You just love yourself. You know, people got to start loving other people. And you know what? It is okay for somebody to say you are wrong, or they believe you are wrong, or they don't agree with what you're talking about, or they don't agree with the way you're acting. It is perfectly okay for somebody to say that to you. Because if they didn't give a shit, they wouldn't say nothing at all. They'd let you keep being a fucking ass clown, keep acting like a fucking douche waffle. They're going to let you do that.
Keep eating all the chip.
Exactly.
I know that.
Dicks getting soft when they're not supposed to.
I know that. One of the greatest things about Doug and I's relationship is we're very quick to say whatever we're feeling and what we're thinking and what's on our mind. And we also like to talk about things that...
Fuck, I was at Walmart and I forgot Q-tips.
Squirrel.
I knew there was something. There's always fucking something.
Okay.
I need Q-tips to clean my bowl out.
Mom has Q-tips. I'll get you one.
Don't blow your breath. It's important. All right. Good. Now I'm happy.
Okay. Anyways, moving right along. Would you like to hear some news?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have some news. Go ahead. You first. Age before beauty. That don't even make sense, because I'm older and hotter.
Fucking dick. No wonder Sam hates you. So... some COVID-19 update.
Sam does not hate me.
Oh yeah,
Sam's probably my favorite ex, because he's cool as shit. I love Sam, you know. But moving on.
So would you like some coronavirus update?
We could do that. I don't want to like stay on it too long, because if I vent.
No, just a couple updates
about these jack fucking wagons out there causing all these issues. Like, you know what, alright, fine, go party on the beach. I hope the fucking military mows you stupid motherfuckers down so we can have less idiots running around this world. So go ahead, go party on the beaches. Because y'all know what's going to happen. That's all I'm going to say.
So the only thing that I wanted to hit on was a member of Mike Pence's office had tested positive for coronavirus. So therefore, Mike Pence and his wife, Karen, decided that they would get tested for coronavirus, and they both tested negative.
Awesome sauce. So they've got these new underwear out. They pretty much just like, it's a pocket that goes over your dick and balls, and you pull the string almost like you would a cock ring, and it tightens up around to hold your twig and berries. And that's all it is that one little pouch. That's like easy carry on. You can put that in your pocket. It'd be so cute. Like when you're on the fucking cruise ship and you want to walk out there wearing red, white, and blues. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Hopefully the flagpole doesn't stand up.
And right now in COVID-19, there's 3 new confirmed cases in New York County. And the second death was reported in the state of Pennsylvania. And then real quick, before we get off of the COVID-19 topic, I'm going to look up the current stats on coronavirus in the United States. So, and this is the scary part, people. We are at 26,863 people who have the coronavirus, and there's 348 deaths. So we are now the third state, as if this was a competition. We are now the third state as far as contraction.
So we outdid California and New York, you're saying? Or we're up or with them?
Oh, I'm sorry. We are the third country as far as contraction. USA altogether.
Well, so China, Italy, and USA are the top 3?
Yes.
With the largest number? That's horrible.
Horrible.
Do you think we should set up cameras in our bedroom that record us at all times, even while we're sleeping, and people can pay just to watch whatever we do in our daily life?
Oh, yeah. It's called vlogging.
Let's do that.
A lot of people are like rich and famous on YouTube for doing it.
They can watch us having sex. I don't give a fuck.
Now that's you porn.
Either, it don't matter.
We can still get paid.
Yeah, we'll get paid, Mom.
You want to get paid to... will you pay to see my ass spread open?
I don't know. Why pay for the cow when you can get it milk for free?
Gosh, you're always so right. All right, so moving right along. You know what I'm really curious about? How this is going to affect tech companies.
What, the virus?
Yes.
What do you mean by tech companies? Apple?
Apple, Samsung, Google, Microsoft.
I mean, what's it going to...
No. So...
Do you think that we're not going to have service or something?
You know my phone's shit, and I need to upgrade it. And I'm waiting for the new model of our phone to come out and before I upgrade. So I wonder if that's going to be pushed back.
Oh. I don't know. You can probably call them and ask them. I deal with Christoph, and when I need a question, I text Christoph on my phone, and he helps me with whatever.
What are you talking about? Who the fuck is Christoph?
He's my AT&T dealer.
Oh, I can do the research myself. I'm a geek.
I don't know.
I like to do the research. I'm just saying that I am curious of this at this point. So, next episode, I will have to give everybody an update on... What is tech companies going to be halting their products? Are they going to be pushing them back for release? What is going on?
Speaking of tech companies, I'm on Facebook.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And there's a picture of Betty White here. She's very pretty.
Oh, I love Betty White.
Yeah. And she said,
hey, girl. Hey.
She's saying, I snorted COVID-19 back in the 60s. Y'all ain't shit, bitches.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and there's no way, motherfucker, that you're look at his cock impression while he's popping popcorn. If popcorn makes him horny, what's he do with the corn cob? Maybe that's the corn cob in his pants. He's like, let me stick this down there and pretend like I got something.
Maybe.
Motherfucker, you ain't got shit.
Ain't got shit.
So, what's the best food you've had this week?
The best food that I've had this week.
Yeah, you've had to have some type of food this week.
Actually, I was very impressed with that casserole.
I mean, my favorite meal we've had together is the French fries and chicken nuggets, because I love that shit. You know, the one from yesterday?
Yes, and I'm about ready to eat it 2 days later.
You're welcome. Yeah, there's more down there. We can put this roaster chicken in the fridge if you want to eat that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So anyway...
So,
we got to do a TikTok later where we flip a switch.
Flip the switch.
And our clothes switch. Yeah. And then we also need to do a TikTok where you have the paper towel with the writing on it and you lay it in the water and a double message shows through. Sorry, I was about to burp and I was trying to stifle it. I didn't want you all to be disrespected.
Whatever.
While I talked about toilet paper, paper towels. Whatever. Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Oh, I love Full House. And Fuller House was awesome. What the fuck is that?
It's this woman in a full leather suit and gas mask. Oh, fuck. In a Walmart type store. Everybody's loving it. She looks hot. That's pretty hot. My heart, my soul. Do you know that they voted Matt Boomer as the best male at with male with the best ass?
Huh?
Matt Boomer played in Thong Song. Supposedly he has the best ass.
Oh, Matt Boomer. He's from American Horror Story.
Chris Hemsworth was second. How's Jake Gyllenhaal 4? That motherfucker ain't got no ass. Channing Tatum, yeah, he's got a nice ass. He's number 5. John Cena's number 6. Zac Efron ain't got no ass either. Yeah. Neither is Justin Bieber. He is a sexy bitch, but his fucking ass ain't that nice.
Well, look at this picture, though.
Like, I've seen it once on here, so I'm good.
So, go to Google and type in Matt Boomer best ass.
Oh, the listeners?
Well, like, when you... I'm not saying you. So, listeners, please go to Google if you would like to see Matt Boomer's ass.
Yeah, I can now.
Because I can clearly see why he was voted best ass. He does have a nice ass, you know?
And he's packing, too.
Oh, he is.
Mm. So, I'm almost out of iced coffee. There's still ice in there. I love this Stokes cold brew coffee that you get at Walmart and Redner's. I mean, like, if you go to Dunkin' Donuts and order a cold brew iced coffee, you're paying $4 to $5 for that bitch. You can pay $4 to $5 for these and you get a whole entire 48 fluid ounces. So that's like 4 drinks in one. Save yourself a lot of money and get these. They're awesome. Stoke cold brew coffee.
That was not an ad.
It's not an ad. I love this shit. I would actually bathe in this and think about the people that invented this and jerk off to how smart they are. I would do that. That's how much I love this coffee.
You would probably jerk off Justin Bieber's ass too.
I jerk off to a lot of things. I've jerked off to the consequences of my own actions. I've jerked off thinking about how pissed off somebody was at me. That was, you know, along the same lines as angry. Like when I make up with somebody, I also jerk off and think about that too and have make up jerk off sex. It's amazing shit. Like, if you jerk off thinking about how angry you are at somebody, I wouldn't do it if you're angry with your mom or your brother or something like that, because that's a little weird. But if it's a cousin, hey, I won't judge you.
So rage masturbate?
I've done it. Yeah, like rage masturbate. Just fuck, I hate you, motherfucker. And just, it's the best cum you will do. And trust me,
it's the best cum you'll do.
Yeah, but if you jerk off and think about how awesome and sweet they are and how much you forgive them, it's much easier to let shit go after that and be friendlier with them. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
I mean, there's certain things like you. It works for me.
It works for me.
My knee hurts.
All right, so
it works. It twerks. Let's go swimming.
I'm not going swimming right now.
I know it's cold, but let's go swimming.
Are you bloody stupid?
Ugh.
Oh my god.
No, I'm just bloody. Bloody raw in the ass.
Well, that's bloody stupid.
I didn't tell you what happened.
What?
I was cleaning the toilet with the toilet brush. Well, somebody called me, so I stopped to answer my phone. And then I was on my phone, and I'm like, well, I gotta take a dump. So I dropped trowel, sat down, and the fucking handle of the toilet brush went right up me arse. I've been bleeding like hell ever since.
I don't know why we went all weird with our voices and accents and everything. So first of all, I just want to point out that from here on out, we can be very mean, and we are not being offensive to anybody. So if you're a fucking snowflake and your feelings get hurt, then you don't need to listen.
Yeah, I don't think that people with that accent are like that stupid and dumb and sticking plungers up their ass.
Yeah, while screaming our names.
But hey, I don't judge. I might watch that if you video it. Send me a link if you're into that, by the way. We'll talk.
So anyways, we're going to wrap this shit up.
How about if you're a snowflake and your feelings get hurt? Go home and jerk off and think about how hurt you are. Yeah.
So until next time, Google Justin Bieber's cock pictures and rage masturbate.
Yeah, because he gonna wrap his ass around this.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Love ya.
Love everyone.